In response to global soil shortages, war, and climate change, regenerative farming techniques are becoming more common in small-scale farming operations around the world. This holistic approach is cropping up on Pennsylvania farms, too, including a small orchard just north of Pittsburgh. 90.5 WESA's Isabella Abbott visited to see what regenerative farming techniques look like in practice.
Chris Kubiak will talk your ear off about two things, soil science and his apples.
This one was grown by George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, and it actually predates even their being.
Looking out over the 350 trees he planted 3 years ago, you see a lot of what looks like weeds.
When you come up here and you look at my orchard, a lot of people just see what looks like to them an overgrown field, right? Now, what I'm doing, as I grow and produce a lot of apples here that are starting to come in now, that I'm trying to rebuild the soil health, and in a lot of ways mimicking what nature does already.
Kubiak is using regenerative farming techniques like fertilizing with manure from goats grazing on a nearby hill.
It's a great way to sort of recycle nutrients, get rid of some of the issues with manure, but it is really just great stuff that helps my trees grow.
Kubiak is the owner of Timberwolf Orchard, located in Liberty Township in Mercer County. His property is shared with a Somali goat farm, which is where he gets the manure.
It's actually a good partnership because I learned a lot from them and use some of, like I said, some of the animal manure for my trees. So we try to stay as holistically as possible with the orchard up here.
Of course, many conventional farmers use manure to enrich soils. But regenerative farmers take a holistic approach to soil fertility management. They not only capture manure as locally as possible, but also apply it strategically to improve soil structure. This can help reduce erosion and the need for chemical fertilizers. Regenerative farming techniques encourage more balanced ecosystems by promoting habitat for beneficial insects and microorganisms. According to the Natural Resources Defense Council, regenerative agriculture practices are also meant to address inequity, leaving land, waters, and climate in better shape for the future. Dan Dalton is the Associate Director for Farmer Training and Development of a Pennsylvania-based nonprofit that's cultivating environmentally and economically sound farms. His organization teaches early career farmers how tending to soil health is key to regenerative farming practices.
In the last, 25, 30 years, the emerging science is just so exciting about how dynamic the soil environment is in terms of, storing carbon and cycling carbon in and out of the atmosphere. You know, we think that it has a strong role to play in climate change. As we track organic matter increasing in the soil, your soil becomes both more healthy and functional. It also has a lot more capacity to buffer and weather change.
Dalton explains there's no cookie-cutter approach to regenerative farming. Techniques also include cover cropping, mulching, holistic grazing, and composting. Dalton says you have to be adaptable and responsive to your land's individual characteristics.
And so just being observant and being responsive to your observations is probably the best single thing that any farmer could be doing. And challenging the assumptions underlying your system.
From what looks like an overgrown field, but what might be the future of agriculture here in Mercer County, I'm Isabella Abbott, 90.5 WESA News.